This is Lorraine bringing it to you, reading Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban by J.K. Rowling. Chapter 19, The Servant of Lord Voldemort, Part 2, The Conclusion. He's got dark powers the rest of us can only dream of, Pettigrew shouted shrilly. How else did he get out of there? I suppose he who must not be named caught him a few tricks. Black started to laugh, a horrible, mirthless laugh that filled the whole room. Voldemort, teach me tricks, he said. Pettigrew flinched and felt Black had brandished a whip at him. What? Scared to hear your old master's name? Said Black. I don't blame you, Peter. His lot aren't happy with you, are they? Don't know what you mean, Sirius, muttered Pettigrew, his breathing faster than ever. His whole face was shining with sweat now. You haven't been hiding from me for 12 years, said Black. You've been hiding from Voldemort's own supporters. I've heard things in Azkaban, Peter. They all think you're dead, or you'd have to answer to them. I've heard them screaming all sorts of things in their sleep. Sounds like they think the double-crosser double-crossed them. Voldemort went to the Potters on their information, and Voldemort met his downfall there. And not all Voldemort supporters ended up in Azkaban, did they? There are still plenty out here, biding their time, pretending they've seen the error of their ways. If they ever got wind that you were still alive, Peter. Don't know what you're talking about, said Pettigrew again, more surely than ever. He wiped his face on his sleeve and looked up at Lupin. You don't believe this madness, Remus. I must admit, Peter, I have difficulty in understanding why an innocent man would want to spend 12 years as a rat, said Lupin evenly. Innocent but scared, sneered Pettigrew. If Voldemort's supporters were after me, it was because I put one of their best men in Azkaban, the spy, Sirius Black. Black's face contorted. How dare you? He growled, sounding certainly like the bear-sized dog he had been. I? A spy for Voldemort? When did I ever sleep around people who were stronger and more powerful than myself? But you, Peter, I'll never understand why I didn't see you for a spy from the start. You always liked big friends who looked after you, didn't you? It used to be us, me and Remus and James. Pettigrew wiped his face again. He was almost panting for breath. Me, a spy. Must be out of your mind. Never. Don't know how you can say such a Lily and James only made you secret keeper because I suggested it. Black hissed, so venomously that Pettigrew took a step backward. I thought it was the perfect plan. A bluff. Voldemort would be sure to come after me. But never dream they use a weak, talentless thing like you. It must have been the finest moment of your miserable life, telling Voldemort you could hand him the Potters. Pettigrew was muttering distractedly. Harry caught words like far-fetched and menacing, but he couldn't help paying more attention to the ashen color of Pettigrew's face and the way his eyes continued to dart toward the windows and doors. Professor Lupin, said Hermione timidly, can I say something? Certainly, Hermione, said Lupin courteously. Well, Scabbers, I mean, this man. He's been sleeping in Harry's dormitory for 3 years. If he's working for you know who, how come he never tried to hate Harry before now? Jail, said Pettigrew shrilly, pointing at Ron with his maimed hand. Thank you. You see, Remus, I've never heard a hair of Harry's head. Why should I? I'll tell you why, said Black, because you never did anything for anyone unless you could see what was in it for you. Voldemort's been in hiding for 12 years. They say he's half dead. You weren't about to commit murder right under Albus Dumbledore's nose or wreck of a wizard who lost all of his power, were you? You'd want to be quite sure he was the biggest bully in the playground before you went back to him, wouldn't you? Why else did you find a wizard family to take you in? Keeping an ear out for news, weren't you, Peter? Just in case your old protector regained strength and it was safe to rejoin him. Pettigrew opened his mouth and closed it several times. He seemed to have lost the ability to talk. Mr. Black, Sirius, said Hermione. Black jumped at being addressed like this and stared at Hermione as though being spoken to politely was something he'd long forgotten. If you don't mind me asking, how did you get out of Azkaban if you didn't use dark magic? Thank you, asked Pettigrew, nodding frantically at her. Exactly, precisely what I... The Lupin silenced him with a look. Black was frowning slightly at Hermione, but not as though he were annoyed with her. He seemed to be pondering his answer. I don't know how I did it, he said slowly. I think the only reason I never lost my mind is that I knew I was innocent. That wasn't a happy thought, so the Dementors couldn't suck it out of me. But it kept me sane, and knowing who I am helped me keep my power, so when it all became too much, I could transform in myself, become a dog. Dementors can't see, you know, he swallowed. They feel their way toward people by sensing their emotions. They could tell that my feelings were less human, less complex when I was a dog. But they thought, of course, that I was losing my mind like everyone else in there, so it didn't trouble them. But I was weak, very weak, and I had no hope of driving them away from me without a warning. But then I saw Peter in that picture. I realized he was at Hogwarts with Harry, perfectly positioned to act. If one hint reached his ears that the dark side was gathering strength again. Pettigrew was shaking his head, mouthing noiselessly, but staring all the while at Black as though hypnotized, ready to strike at the moment he could be sure of allies, and to deliver the last powder to them. If he gave them Harry, who'd dare say he betrayed Lord Voldemort? He'd be welcomed back with honors. So you see, I had to do something. I was the only one who knew Peter was still alive. Harry remembered what Mr. Weasley had told Mrs. Weasley. The guards say he's been talking in his sleep, always the same words. He's at Hogwarts. It was as if someone had lit a fire in my head, and the Dementors couldn't destroy it. It wasn't a happy feeling. It was an obsession, but it gave me strength. It cleared my mind. So, one night, when they opened my door to bring food, I slipped past them as a dog. It's so much harder for them to sense animal emotions, that they were confused. I was thin, very thin, thin enough to slip through the bars. I swam as a dog back to the mainland. I journeyed north and slipped into the Hogwarts grounds as a dog. I've been living in the forest ever since, except when I came to watch the Quidditch, of course. You fly as well as your father, dear Harry. He looked at Harry, he did not look away. Believe me, said Black. Believe me, Harry. I never betrayed James and Lily. I would have died before I betrayed them. And at long last, Harry believed him. Go to type to speak, he nodded. No. Pettigrew had fallen to his knees, as though Harry's nod had been his own death sentence. He shuffled forward on his knees, grovelling, his hands clasped in front of him as though praying. Sirius, it's me. It's Peter, your friend. You wouldn't. Black kicked out, and Pettigrew recalled. There's enough dirt on my roads without you touching them, said Black. Remus, Pettigrew squeaked, turning to Lupin instead. writhing imploringly in front of him. You don't believe this. Wouldn't Sirius have told you they'd changed the plan? Not if you thought I was the spy, Peter, said Lupin. I assume that's why you didn't tell me, Sirius, he said casually over Pettigrew's head. Forgive me, Remus, said Black. Not at all, Patrick, old friend, said Lupin, who was now rolling up his sleeves. But will you, in turn, forgive me for believing you were the spy? Of course, said Black, and the ghost of a grin flitted across his gaunt face. He, too, began rolling up his sleeves. Shall we kill him together? Yes, I think so, said Lupin grimly. You wouldn't, you won't, gasped Pettigrew, and he scrambled around for Ron. Ron, haven't I been a good friend, a good pet? You wouldn't, you won't let them kill me, Ron, will you? You're on my side, aren't you? But Ron was staring at Pettigrew with the utmost revulsion. I let you sleep in my bed, he said. Kind boy, kind master. Pettigrew crawled for Ron. You won't let them do it. I was your rat. I was a good pet. If you made a better rat than a human, it's not much to boast about, Peter, said Black harshly. Ron, going still paler with pain, wrenched his broken leg out of Pettigrew's reach. Pettigrew turned on his knees, staggered forward, and seized the hem of Hermione's legs. Sweet girl, clever girl, you won't let them. Help me. Hermione pulled her robes out of Pettigrew's clutching hands and backed away against the wall, looking horrified. Pettigrew knelt, trembling uncontrollably, and turned his head slowly toward her. Harry, Harry, you look just like your father, just like him. How dare you speak to her, Lord Brown? How dare you face her? How dare you talk about James in front of her? Harry, whispered Pettigrew, shuffling toward him, hands outstretched. Harry, James wouldn't have wanted you killed. James would have understood her. He would have shown me mercy. Both Black and Lupin strode forward, seized Pettigrew's shoulders, and threw him back onto the floor. He sat there, twitching with terror, staring up at them. You sold Lily and James to Voldemort, said Black, who was shaking too. Do you deny it? Pettigrew burst into tears. It was horrible to watch. He looked like an oversized, balding baby, cowering on the floor. Serious, serious, what could I have done? The Dark Lord, you have no idea. He has weapons you can't imagine. I was scared, Sirius. I was never brave like you and Remus and James. I never meant it to happen. He who must not be made forced me. Don't lie, Lord Black. You've been passing information to him for a year before Lily and James died. You were his spy. He was taking over everywhere, gasped Pettigrew. What was there to be gained by refusing him? What was there to be gained by fighting the most evil wizard who has ever existed? Said Black, with a terrible feeling in his face. Only innocent lives, Peter. You don't understand, Ryan Pettigrew. He could have killed me, Sirius. Then you should have died, Lord Black. Died rather than betray your friends, as he would have done for you. Black and Lupin stood shoulder to shoulder, wands raised. You should have realized, said Lupin quietly, if Voldemort didn't kill you, he would. Goodbye, Peter. Hermione covered her face with her hands and turned to the wall. No, Harry yet. He ran forward, placing himself in front of Pettigrew, facing the wall. You can't kill her, he said breathlessly. You can. Black and Lupin both looked staggered. Harry, this piece of vermin is the reason you have no parents, Black snarled. This clinging bit of filth would have seen you die too. without turning a hand. He heard him. His own speaking skin did more to him than your whole family. I know, Larry panted. We'll take him up to the castle. We'll hand him over to the Dementors. He can go to Azkaban, but don't kill him. Harry, gasped Pettigrew, and he flung his arms around Harry's knees. You, thank you. It's more than I deserve. Thank you. Get off me, Harry spat, throwing Pettigrew's hands off him in disgust. I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it because I don't look at my dad, but he wanted his best friends to become killers just for you. No one moved or made a sound except Pettigrew, whose breath was coming in wheezes as he touched his chest. Black and Lupin were looking at each other. Then, with one movement, they lowered their wands. You're the only person who has the right to decide, Harry, said Black. But think what he did. He can go to Azkaban, Harry repeated. If anyone deserves that place, he does. Pettigrew was still reasoning behind him. Very well, said Lupin. Stand aside, Harry. Harry hesitated. I'm going to climb up, said Lupin. That's all, I swear. Harry stepped out of the way. Then caught shot Lupin's wand this time. And next moment, Pettigrew was wriggling on the floor, bound and gagged. But if you transform, Peter, growled Black, his own wand pointing at Pettigrew's tree, he will kill you. You agree, Harry? Harry looked down at a pitiful figure on the floor and nodded, so that Pettigrew could see him. Right, said Lupin, suddenly businesslike. Wrong. I can't mend bones nearly as well as Madame Pomfrey, so I think it's best that we just snap your leg up until we can get you to the hospital room. He hurried over to Ron, bent down, tapped Ron's leg with his wand, and muttered, Gorilla. Bandages spun up Ron's leg, strapping it tightly to a splint. Lupin helped him to his feet. Ron put his weight gingerly on the leg and didn't rest. That's better, he said, thanks. What about Professor Snap? Said Hermione in a small voice, looking down at Snap's prone figure. There's nothing seriously wrong with him, said Lupin, bending over Snap and checking his pulse. He was just a little overenthusiastic. Still out cold. Perhaps it will be best if we don't revive him until we're safely back in the castle. We can take him like this. He muttered, mobile corpus, as though invisible strings were tied to Snap's wrist, neck, and knees. He was pulled into a standing position, hair still lolling unpleasantly, like a grotesque puppet. He hung a few inches above the ground, his limp feet dangling. Lupin picked up the invisibility cloak and tucked it safely into his pocket. And two of us should be chained to this, said Black, nudging Pettigrew with his toe. Just to make sure. I'll do it, said Lupin. And me, said Ron, savagely, looking forward. Black conjured heavy manacles from thin air. Soon Pettigrew was upright again. Left arm chained to Lupin's right, right arm to Ron's left. Ron's face was set. He seemed to have taken Stafford's true identity as a personal insult. Crookshanks leapt lightly off the bed and led the way out of the room. His bottle brushed tail held jauntily high. This is Lorraine bringing it to you, reading Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban by J.K. Rowling, Chapter 19, The Servant of Lord Voldemort, Part 2, The Conclusion.